Just breathing now. Sinking into this space, this time, this moment in the now, in the quantum field that is actually beyond space and time, this moment is for you. Hello, Sunday. So breathe yourself into this moment. And bravo, really, for setting aside this time for you, for us, for all of us. Never underestimate the power of your presence in this group configuration. The contribution that your unique light signature adds. So it is time, adding a little bit on what we were working with last week, it's time to step it up even a little bit more. I hear the groan. No. Because what we're doing here now is remembering. You're being invited to remember how powerful you already are. So we're in the realm of no effort here. Meaning we're tapping into the aspects of our greater soul field, consciousness, light, frequency, configuration, and unique signature that you already are. And that is what we mean by effortless. Now, there is a sort of an intersection where there is efforting, and this will probably continue. And that, what I can see is, it's sort of that nexus point that, sometimes it's that chafing sort of place where the human construct that is being dismantled, dissolved, loved back into a state of expansion. I know it's not always love. You don't always love what's arising within you. But ultimately, that's what it is, what the process is going to be. It is where that human aspect rubs up against the higher frequency aspect of your being, that is to say, the greater part of your being. But we all still have aspects of the human construct that we are identified with. Still, we're still moving through those processes of excavating them, perhaps, recognizing them, owning them, feeling them, honoring them, all of those processes that are wonderful, wonderful processes in the sort of self-help spiritual nexus. And that is all good work. And it is ongoing work. Grindingly sometimes. Discouragingly sometimes. Ongoing. I get it. So there might be what we could call effort in that intersection, wherein if we catch ourselves looping yet again, if we catch ourselves reaching yet again for the thing, the substance, the food, the television show, whatever it is, yet again, that is where some effort can come in. Because what we're leaning into here now more and more is again remembering how powerful you already are. And the step it up message has to do with aligning more with that. Let's say going into the grocery store. And if you, before you go in, bring your attention to your field and the configuration of your field, the coherence of the pattern that you're holding. This includes thought and emotion, yes, of course, and it's beyond that as well. Because if you walk into that grocery store with your field clear and aligned and powerful, and ablaze with its light and brilliance. And I know this sounds, oh yeah, easy for you to say, wow, wouldn't that be nice? No. It's what you do quite effortlessly. And this is what we need to remember. And if you walk into that sort of public space in that way, you will configure and uplift, clarify, and purify, and anchor, and radiate. And the quantum field and all the patterns in the quantum field would be other people. It will begin to shift around you because of you. That is the power of a coherent field. A coherent pattern. That is the power of being in your alignment. And now we go back to that little nexus point of the human construct and your greater soul field consciousness. And that is where a little bit of effort there. To say, no, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this pattern. I'm done with this emotional response pattern. I'm done with this substance. I'm done with this thought or emotional loop. Time to step it up a little bit. It's challenging, I know. It's frustrating too, because many of us are in a place right now wherein the old energetics that are a part of our human construct and also relative to our human construct, the ones that we're interacting with and the routines and all of that, we can feel that there are elements there that are no longer a vibrational match because we have up-leveled. Yes, it's like we say, the light will always win. The soul will always win. Yay! That is the good news and the bad news. It's bad news to aspects of the human construct. And the difficulty, the challenge comes within us, comes when we are still identified with, of course, and attached to those aspects of the human construct. The tricky thing here is that those out of alignment energy bundles, the longer we continue to engage and hold on, do the white knuckled clutching, the louder they're going to get. You can feel it. You can feel it now. And that is proof positive that you have actually, your coordinates in the quantum field have actually shifted. And you are holding a higher vibration, a higher vibrational and frequential set point now. It's not going to stop. You're welcome. And I say that because we can say that to one another, meaning it's our work and our fellow sort of light workers on the planet and our work and our momentum that is making this happen, basically. The great upliftment is also the great dismantling. Time to step it up a little bit. And it doesn't have to be something grand. This step it up. Something really sort of simple and intuitive would be something I used to always do. Work with moments when you are already feeling good, or maybe even expanded and great, strong, joyful. Work with those moments. Start there. With what grace offers up to you in that moment, in your alignment, when you feel it in your body, start there. Expand the shit out of that moment. Make a declaration. Oh, in this light of my divine blazing coherence, I am now connected to every other light being on this planet. And together we are infusing and suffusing the light grids of ascension, consciousness, and awakening for the good of all beings. Hallelujah. Start when you already feel that, in the tiniest of moments. Or it might be a moment of of peace or calm or serenity when you're sitting in a quiet house. I know the parents of young children, I can hear you laughing right now, but it might happen. Where you're just sitting quietly for a moment. And in honoring of all of the other living beings, the suchness of your own home. Ah, yes. I am now holding patterns of calm and harmony and peace for the good of all the little beings in this home, in my space, that we all might know peace, and that this might ripple out to all who could be helped. Truly, it can be something small like that. Because in that moment, you are noticing that you are in an aligned state of being. And then you are choosing to expand that, to amplify and to anchor that deeper into the body consciousness, the emotional body, the mental body, all of these levels of the human aspect. They're getting a little, like you open a little wormhole to the greater light aspect of your soul field consciousness. Those are moments of grace, but you have created them, dare I say, created them, allowed them. Use them. Placing yourself in a flow. Remember to quote-unquote give and quote-unquote receive. Let us say you're out for a walk and you're feeling quite good, quite strong and grounded in your wonderful body and looking at the beautiful trees around you. And you might say, right, all of my beautiful brothers and sisters of light in the Ascension Configuration Group, I'm sending you all a great pulse of love from the heart of me, from the bones of this beautiful, powerful body, and may you feel it now. Remember how powerful you are, and remember also, if you are going on a walk and you're not feeling so good, in fact, you're going on a walk because you were just about to lose it in the house and you had to get out, all right, then you walk. But still you shift. But you shift into receive mode. All right, my beautiful team of light, I need you now. I am so open to receiving right now. I need to feel connected to this web of quantum light that we are. I need you guys, and I'm open. So hit me. Do you see? Each time you have taken that state of being, but you have intentionally opened up that wormhole, that hole, that portal, that stargate into the greater aspect of who and what you are. And at that place, you are automatically connected. To all beings, of course, but you are setting an intention to connect to the light beings or the purest, most high frequency aspect of your soul field. It is the same way we've talked about before with standing and turning your face up to the sun. It's wonderful. And you can stand and turn your face up to the sun and say, I now call forth from the solar stargate of this beautiful being, the sun. I call forth now the highest light codes from source that are pouring down through the solar stargate channels and flooding the cells of my body with high frequency plasma, increasing the spin of my blessed cells and raising the vibration of this body. Or something like that. You can just feel that. And it does that. Your intention, your words, they will shift. They will open channels, pathways, potentials, timelines. You will jump a timeline just doing that. You can feel it just listening to me say words like that. Because we are all connected right now in this moment, that energy, it zips along every light filament of this group configuration. You can feel it. So step it up, Master. Start to do this in your own life stream, in the flow of your own day. And maybe that will be the step up. Say, all right, what, at least once a day, I'm going to do the little high vibe oration, the high vibe reframe. And again, easier to do this when you are already feeling aligned, clear, expansive, or even something close to that, more peaceful and calm. This is one more way that we continue to anchor our vibrational and perceptual set point more in the what we are rather than the who we are. And those who have been part of this group for a long, long time, I love you so much. We talked about the difference between the who you are and the what you are. And increasingly along this path that we're on, our personal ascension, from the standpoint of our personal ascension paths, and also from the standpoint of what is going to probably need to go down on the planet as things shift from a collective standpoint into a higher vibrational set point. We are going to need to spend more time anchoring in the what you are. And that will create a lived experience. This is not some detached, floating in the ethers kind of thing. It will create a lived experience. A state of being, emotional bandwidths that reflect that anchoring. In that greater light, consciousness, frequency, energy, being of source light that you are. So in short, you want the Ascension Boot Camp version? Here it is. This can all be summed up. Ready? You are a master of light, and you have come forth from the realms of light to anchor your light on this planet. Now is the time to act like it. more at least. Act like it. Choose like it. Respond like it. See, perceive like it. Meaning no matter what might be swirling as a sandstorm around you, no matter what pieces of information we might encounter about what might be coming and all of that, see as a master of infinite light. The human aspect of you will have its responses. That's okay. But as long as most of you, remember we talked about 60-40 one time, 60-40, 70-30, you want to step it up? Let's go 70-30. Anchor in the mastery aspect of your being more than the human construct aspect of your being. And this is in no way a denial of your human aspect. Actually, if we could pull way back and see the full spectrum, let's say, of the bandwidth of that which you are expressing at those light levels, this precious little human incarnational point of focus, that the massive blazing sun of light that you are, this, to place all of your attention on this and to think that this is somehow you and who you are, that is actually a ludicrous denial of who and what you actually are. And it, okay, here's another boot camp thing, quite honestly. I sometimes feel it's a waste of time on this extremely important mission to think that we are 100% this little human construct, not to pay attention to that construct, help it move through its processes and all of that. But here we're talking again, 60-40, 70-30. Step it up. Because I dare say we are in training for what is yet to come. Doing a wonderful job. We love you and we thank you. And I don't just mean me and all the cats that are around me right now sitting on my kitchen table. Don't tell Ralph that. I mean everyone in this Ascension Configuration group. We love you.